Welcome everyone to the Russell Show. I'm your host Russell Chowdhury. I can't wait to jump into this podcast episode. Episode number 200, we have a special guest, Jennifer Dawn. So in this episode, we'll discuss with Jennifer the topic of seven-figure roadmap. So don't forget to subscribe, leave a review on our podcast, and let's dive in. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining me in this podcast episode. Really appreciate it. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And thank you for coming to the show. And yeah, it's a wonderful day. We have like an interesting topic to talk about on the show, which is like a seven-figure to roadmap. So before we love to, obviously, I'm really interested to know how you go about that. Have like an interesting to know more about yourself. How did you start your business, your entrepreneurship journey, and yeah, how did you create a business like other people I can admire and they can start too?
Wonderful. Well, you know, I started my love with being an entrepreneur very young. I was 8 years old and I started an apple stand because all of the adults, they said you should have a lemonade stand because that's what kids do. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's so yesterday. And I noticed that my grandfather, because he had a chiropractic office, it was attached to the home and we would spend summers there. And so all the patients were coming in the front and there's a big apple tree in the front yard and the apples are going to waste and they're falling on the ground. And so I started an apple stand because I thought, well, here's all these, you know, people, clients right here. And there they are. And there's an apple. There's my product. And sure enough, I sold apples to the patients and I loved it. I didn't know at the time that that was probably going to be like my favorite business ever. Yeah. I got to keep all my profits. I didn't have to pay for inventory. It was a beautiful thing. But from there, I went on and I started a software company when I was 23. I went into corporate. And eventually I was made the president of a women's entrepreneurial group. And so I was asked to come in and mentor about 150 women entrepreneurs and help them in growing their business because I had grown a seven-figure business on my own in the software industry. I'd grown another multiple seven-figure business in corporate. And so I had all this experience. And so I started mentoring women and how to grow their businesses. And I found that I absolutely love the work. And so that really was the launching pad for me to start my own practice, which was almost a decade ago now, and start helping others to grow their businesses and hit this, you know, elusive seven-figure mark, which, you know, there's so much talk about it these days, but when you really look at the statistics, less than 5% of all businesses ever hit the seven-figure mark. So it's really a pretty phenomenal thing. If anybody's listening and you're like, you're close to it or you've crossed the seven-figure mark, it's actually, it's pretty unique in most of the businesses. Over 95% of all businesses out there never actually are able to achieve those kinds of results.
Yeah, interesting. And you have like a decades of experience in the business world and you helping other people to get to their seven figures as well. So like the question is, the big question, how do we get to the seven figure mark? A lot of entrepreneurs, like they have no clue. And obviously I'm running my business myself and I'm a seven figure entrepreneur myself, but there is a different kind of stage and you have to have like a different kind of mindset when you're making like $1,000 a month to $10,000 a month or $100,000 a month. Is like a different kind of mindset and you have to believe in yourself at the beginning. So how do you come up about and how do you teach other people like to get to the seven figure mark?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I do is I help to coach them on getting clear on what revenue goal they actually want to hit. Because at the end of the day, don't just go try to hit seven figures because everybody else is doing it, right? It's just not a good reason. And you won't have the right mindset to get the success that you're after. And so I always, really coach all of my clients on getting clear on what your revenue goal is and own where you want to be. So even if you're just starting, if your revenue goal is six figures and you want to hit your first six figures, great, go after it. If you want to get to multiple six figures, or if you do want to cross that elusive seven figure mark, fantastic. But just own your goal. That's the very, very first thing when we talk about your mindset is own your goal. And then whatever that goal is, honestly, the roadmap to get there is very, very similar. It really and truly is. There are going to be some fundamental things in your business that need to be addressed. We cannot just sit and go, hey, I want to get my business to seven figures and then, you know, be putting out fires all day, not have a good marketing strategy, not be good at closing sales, yeah, have a product that's inferior that we haven't really developed, right? We have to do the work for those things. And so that's really what we've done in our seven-figure roadmap is we've taken all that quote stuff that needs to be done. It needs to be addressed. We've mapped it out in a very simple Google sheet. We've tried to keep it as simple as possible, but we've mapped this stuff out. And so when we work with an entrepreneur, we essentially start by assessing, well, where are you in these key areas of your business? Let's give it a score. And then let's make a strategy on what we need to do to develop those areas, to close the loop in those areas. Often a lot of entrepreneurs that come to us, they'll have, you know, 28 different things they're working on. Yeah. And it's just like, but none of them are really done or fully like functional or optimized. And so we just kind of start to eliminate that overwhelm, make a strategy, and really just start focusing on those fundamental things that need to be done to completion and optimized so that they can now start to see the benefit of that in the business.
Yeah. So like, how important do you think like having a focus on the business, like mentioned, like are they doing multiple businesses or multiple things they're going on, not focusing on a one thing, or like they're losing their energy on a different kind of task they're doing and not actually using their main time on producing them income generating activities. So with your experiences, do you think is the case like having lack of focus is impacting not having to hit seven figures?
Yeah, a lack of focus can definitely have an impact there. You know, there's a lot of experts and books I've read where they're like, you know, focus on one thing. I'm terrible at that. I'm really, really terrible at it. I'm trying to get better because I find that there are multiple things going on. And so what I try to get, you know, all of our clients to do and myself to do is I limit it to three. So to limit it to one for me just feels like, I don't know, it doesn't feel good to me. And so if it does feel good to you, I say, go with it. Like we don't fix anything that isn't broken. And so I limit myself to three things. So at any time, you're going to find that I'm working on three things. And it could be a mix of personal. It could be a mix of professional.
Right.
I do always like to have some personal goal in there that I'm working on because, guys, you know, we have to take care of our health, our vitality, our energy, or we're not going to be able to show up in the businesses. But that is the way that I kind of limit it. And so like right now I have two business goals I'm working on and one personal goal that I'm working on. And for me, that feels balanced. And so I always say, you know, do what feels balanced. When you start feeling like you're stretched too thin, when you start feeling like I'm not really doing a good job at anything because I'm trying to do so many things, you probably do need to rein it back in and rein it into a set number of things that feels really good for you. But I'm going to suggest no more than three things at any one time. And if you're really disciplined and better than me and you can just focus on one thing at a time, go for it.
Yeah, that's really important. Like I focus on one thing, like I cannot function like doing two, three things. I tried in past, like running a two, three business in the same time or running two, three products in the same time and didn't really work out. So as soon as I focused on like one thing, my business like grown 400 to 500% increase within a year. So that worked for me. And some people can do two, three things in the same time, running a three or four business at the same time, like Elon Musk doing it, like he running a 3-4 companies in the same time. Certain people are designed to do certain ways. So they can be, and you have to find out like your core strength and then according to that in this way. So I have like another question, like you mentioned, like having a personal goals as well as like having a business goal, which is like a really, really important. Like I couldn't show up to my business last year more than about 50% of the time because my illness, and I couldn't show up to my podcasting, couldn't show up to my business, and it didn't produce as much as I wanted to. Because obviously, if I'm the CEO of the company and the company is mostly relying on me, like it wouldn't work if I don't show up 50% of the time. And that actually happened to it because of my health was in the right place. So certain people, like they have like their health but they're neglecting their health in a way. Because mine one is like, I wasn't neglecting, I was eating right and everything else. By diagnosis, just some kind of diseases, and I have to go through the treatment, and it's not control on myself. Like, I cannot go do exercise and I'll be better next day, and I can eat certain food and I'll be better next week. It's not the case. Mine is like a long-term illness and I have to deal with that. But certain people, like, they have like they are probably lazy, they probably like are not doing the exercise, they could get more stamina, strength for like a longevity, but they're not actually focusing on that. They don't have like a right breakfast, they don't eat like a right meal in the evening time, they don't get good sleep. So how important, like, having a personal goals, like, we are just starting out the new year, probably a lot of people have a new year resolution, like they want to transform that, but middle of February, no one's going to actually do anything. So how do you achieve your personal goal for, in terms of like a get to the 7-figure mark?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And it's interesting to me because, at least in my own business and with clients that I've coached, often we're so focused on growing the business that we will sacrifice the personal side, the personal goals, the exercise, the eating right. And we have all these amazing justifications of why it's okay to just eat a quick junky meal, or to skip eating, or to skip the workout, right? Because I'm so busy in the business. And so one of the very first things to do is to definitely kind of stop making those excuses, because at some point, it's going to catch up to you. It is absolutely going to catch up to you. But one of the ways that I really learned this was almost by accident. So it will have been about 2 years ago. My sister was doing Spartan races. If you've never done a Spartan or heard of Spartan, it's called obstacle course racing. And so it's over terrain, it's over a distance, and they have obstacles like walls and ropes and all these things, crazy things you have to do, mud, and it's a lot of fun. It's very difficult. It's very, very challenging. And so she was doing these Spartan races, and she was living at the time in Hawaii, and I'm in New York, and it was so far away, we didn't see each other. And so her and her husband were transferred back to North Carolina. And when she got back to the States, she was like, "Hey, you know, I want to just keep doing my Spartans. Do you want to do one with me?" And I was like, yes, like, I'd always wanted to do something like that. And so I signed up to do my goal for the year was to do three Spartan races. And I did my first one and I survived it. And it was really interesting because I just like got this amazing confidence at the end of the race, because I had done something so out of my comfort zone, so physically challenging. And for many of us, when we're growing our businesses and we're in that environment all day, to get completely out, for me, it was a 180, to be in a whole different environment, to be on the side of a mountain, to be just doing this thing so physically challenging, when I normally sit at a desk and I'm on Zoom all day.
Yeah.
You know, like, the opposites were really tremendous. And so I had committed to do three races. I ended up doing 12 over the course of a year. And what happened almost just by mistake is my business revenues almost tripled. And I really had to look at that. I'm like, wait, what happened? Like, it wasn't that I wasn't trying to grow my business. I was. But to have my business triple in size, and the only thing I was doing differently was getting out and doing these Spartan races and doing 12 of them and really improving my physical fitness. But the other thing I was improving was my mental toughness and my mental discipline. And those things were improving at the same time. And I brought that into the business. And so things in the business that had been challenging, you know, started to not feel like that big of a deal. I'm like, well, if I can walk 2 miles through a swamp in Florida and survive it, which I did, to sit at my desk and deal with employee issues or marketing strategies, I'm like, piece of cake. I can do that all day long. And so for me, that was really kind of this, it just sort of happened. I didn't realize it was happening. But then once it did, it really made that connection between growing a successful business and maintaining our physical health. Those two are really, really tied together. There's a great a woman who wrote a book, and I'm going to mess up the name, but I think it was called Tiny Business. And she did studies on entrepreneurs who were one person entrepreneurs who had grown 7-figure businesses. And one of the things that she found was that 88% of them also exercised. So there was a huge correlation there between the physical fitness and that success in business. And having experienced it for myself, you know, I'm sold. And so that is why pairing some sort of physical goal with my business goals, I will always do that. Forever, yeah. Amen. Because I've just seen the results of it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a no-brainer. Like, I don't start my day without spending 1.5 hours of my morning routine I need to be focusing on, like from my prayers, reading, like yoga, meditation, like steaming. I need to do certain oil massage I need to put my body because of like lots of illnesses. So I do like a lot of therapy on my body then before I start the day, like going for like my computer or looking through screens or anything like that. So yeah, myself, even though in the nighttime I do yoga and everything, another 1 hour before I go to bed. So them kind of routine actually helping me in a way to, even though going through like so many illnesses, so many strong medication I'm on, continuously deliver because of like I'm focusing on myself, which is really, really important. So moving back, like you mentioned, like one person like started a seven-figure business, just a one-person show. And a lot of people have like, they think like, if I want to take my business to seven figure, I need to hire a lot of employees. I need to have like a bigger team. And probably I know I'm not able to do that because I'm not good at managing team. But there is right now, there is a lot of kind of businesses, like you can be like a small team of 2-3 people in there, or probably like one person, you and your laptop. So how practical it is like creating a seven figure business is like a minimal employees or like a less team members.
Yeah, I think it's very practical. It also depends on the kind of business that you have. There are some businesses that just really, you need to have a physical brick and mortar location. Some businesses you need to have more employees and others you don't. Yeah. And so it's definitely very practical. One of the other things in her book, Tiny Business, and I hope I haven't messed up the title and I can't remember her name, but I'm pretty sure it's called Tiny Business, is that a lot of those people who had crossed the seven-figure mark that were one-person people, they used contractors. That was another very consistent thing across the board, that they used contractors instead of traditional employees. Mm-hmm. And so again, it goes to your kind of business. There are some businesses that you just are going to have employees, but there are other businesses. For example, like my coaching practice, my entire team is contract. So I have a core team of 5, all contractors. And then we have a marketing agency as well. And in the marketing agency, I don't even know how many of them are. There are 30, 35, 40, something like that. There's a lot of them, but they're all contractors. And so that's one of the directions that when I was growing my company, because in the past in corporate, and in my first software company, I did have a lot of employees. And it's not that employees cannot be wonderful. They absolutely can. Certain types of businesses, it's a must. But for me, I was like, I wanted to do things a little bit differently in this coaching practice. And so for us, like having contractors and using contractors has just been a really important way of how we've crossed the seven-figure mark, but done it in a different way that's a little bit less traditional.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe in that right now, like a coaching, consulting practices, like a software technology company you create, like you can have like less employees and you can take it to like a seven figure really, really easily. And a lot of content creator business, like you can take it to seven figure, like you can be influencers, like creating a YouTube channel, or like a podcasting, you can take a seven figures. Like there is like, I know Joe Rogan, he makes over 100 million a year from like a podcasting. Obviously, you don't need like a lot of team members, probably like a production team. 4 or 5 people is more than enough to do that. So yeah, thank you, Jennifer. We're coming to the end of this podcast. It's been a great pleasure having you. And so those who's listening, if anyone interested in learning more about you, your program, where is the best place to find you?
The best place is my website, and you can find me at jenniferdawncoaching.com.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, I wish you best of luck with your business, your personal life. I hope you have a wonderful new year and you grow strong and create more value for like a community you're serving. So yeah, thanks for coming today.
Wonderful. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a great pleasure of mine. Thank you. So that's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you got some value from it and learn some few steps. So if you want to learn more about like how to grow your business to seven figures, go reach out to Jennifer on her website. Yeah, until then, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.